请弟兄姊妹打开哥林多前书第一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
主如果喜悦，我们就愿意这一次，和弟兄姊妹一同来看，基督徒的生活。
If the Lord pleases,we are going to study together the life of a Christian.
我们要从哥林多的书信里面来看。
We are going to study it out of the book of Corinthians.
我们首先要提起哥林多的教会的它的一点历史。
We should first study the history of the Corinthian church.
行传第十八章给我们有记载。
It was recorded in Acts chapter 18.
哥林多是希腊的首府。
Corinth is the capital of Greece.
它的物质的丰盛和他许许多多在道德上的败落，成为当时相当的被人注意的。
It is noted for its prosperity in material things, and also for its moral problems.
哥林多的教会在哥林多这一个城的里面，自然就受到多面的影响。
The church at Corinth, since it's in this city, is also affected by its environment.
我相信在这一点上，我们今天和哥林多的教会有相当相同之处。
I feel that we Christians today have some similarities with the church at Corinth.
不读物质的生活使我们在信心的道路上受影响。
Our materialism has affected our faith.
而这个文化和在主里面的生命的道路往往有相当大的对抗的地方。
The Western culture also works against our life in Christ.
哥林多书被读经的人称之为一卷是新约论到新约教会的里面的秩序的书 Church Order.
The book of Corinthians has been considered as a book on church orders.
它是从教会乃是神的一个器皿，为着完成神的目的这一个眼光来看的。
It considered the church as an instrument in the fulfillment of God's will.
所以教会里面凡事都应该按着规矩行，乃是为着使得教会合乎神使用。
There ought to be order in the church so that it will be fit for God's purposes.
这一卷书一开始就使徒说到他是按着神的旨意被召的。
At the beginning of this book, Paul mentioned that he is called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
他是按着神的旨意被召的，这一个是很重的一句事。
He was called by the will of God. It is very important.
使徒就是神所差遣的人。
The apostle is sent by God.
是来成功神的工作的。
He is going to fulfill God's work.
但是下面说到圣徒。
Then following, talk about the saints as parents.
他说也是蒙召在基督耶稣里分别为圣的。
And he mentioned the saints are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
而这个也是他说是 called saints, 蒙召的圣徒。
He also mentioned that these are saints by calling.
这个蒙召的人是在基督耶稣里面成为富足的。
And this person is blessed in every place in Christ Jesus because he's called.
第五节的里面，我喜欢英文里面他说 in everything ye are enriched in him.
In verse 5, it says that in everything you are enriched in him.
蒙召的基督徒是在每一件事上，神的旨意要我们在他的里面富足。
God wants us to be enriched in him in everything.
而从这一点上来看，这封书信不只是写给哥林多人的，也是写给我们的。
From that we know that this book is not only to the church at Corinth, but also to every one of us here.
这封书信可以分两部分来看它。
We can divide this book into two parts.
头一部分是哥林多的教会的里面有一些难处。
The first part is on the problems in the church.
所以保罗写信使他们受到改正。
That's why Paul wrote this letter so they be corrected.
这是从第一章一直到第十一章。
This theme has been explored between chapters 1 through 11.
然而到了十二章开始就是在正面的说到教会基督的身体是圣灵使我们联合为一了。
Starting in chapter 12, Paul mentioned in a positive way that the church is Christ's body and is to be one with Christ.
而到了第十三章我们就发现那是最妙的道就是那一个永不失败的爱。
And in chapter 13, we know there's a wonderful way, which is the love, which is unfailing.
到了十四章还是说到恩赐在爱的里面被应用使得教会众肢体都被成全的建立。
In chapter 14, he talked about the different gifts of God being linked in God's love and used by God.
而十五章给我们看见复活是何等的为我们带来盼望。
And in chapter 15, he talks about the hope that came with the resurrection.
这书在复活的这一章的结束说，因此我们应该坚固不摇动。
And at the end of that, he mentioned that therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord.
我们的弟兄说的比我快一点。他不只叫我们 unmovable, 不能摇动的。
He wants us to be immovable.
而且还叫我们 always abounding, 叫我们是常常里面满出来的。
And he wants us always abounding, to be overfilling.
这就是一章第五节里面说 enriched in him.
This is what verse 5 talks about, being enriched in him.
我大约的把这里面的粗枝大叶的说了一点。
This is a very brief summary of Book of Corinthians.
哥林多教会的里面有一件事情是非常的显著。
There's one special aspect in the Church of Corinth.
那就是他们中间非常明显受制于属肉体的光景 the dominance of carnal nature.
And That's due to their special dominance of their carnal nature.
当我说这个话的时候，我必须把我自己包括在里面。
When I talk about this, I must include myself.
在基督耶稣里蒙召的。
Everyone who is called by Jesus Christ.
被主耶稣圣别的 sanctified.
And being sanctified by Jesus Christ.
并且耶稣基督的丰富来做我们的后盾的。
And we have this richness of God being our support.
要我们来成全神的旨意的。
Because he wants his will to be fulfilled in us.
如同第一章第九节里面所说的
Just like in chapter 1 verse 9
这些圣经请弟兄姊妹我们一同仔细地看
Please turn to that particular verse chapter 1 verse 9
他说神是信实的你们原是被他所召好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分、我们是蒙召进入神儿子的交通
We were called into fellowship with his son
每一个基督徒都是被神召来
Every Christian is called by God.
是进入神儿子的交通。
Called into the fellowship with his son.
什么叫做进入神儿子的交通?
What does it mean by being called into fellowship with his son?
意思就是讲我们和神的儿子在凡事上都有份。
This is that we are with his son in everything.
Having all things in common. 就是所有的事我们都和主耶稣基督一同分享的。
Having everything in common with Jesus Christ.
这是一个完全的连接。
It is a complete linkage.
Unity.
Unity. Complete unity.
在神所给他儿子的丰富上
In the richness that God bless his son
在神在他儿子身上的永远的旨意上
In his eternal will that God gave his only son
在神所有的一切的复原 resources 上
And in all the resources that God has blessed his son
自然也包括神托付他儿子的所有的责任上。
And it is also expressed in all the responsibilities that God has given his son.
是因着他召我们，因着他救我们，因着他圣别我们，因着他使我们丰富，结果就是我们和神的儿子是连在一起的。
Because he called us, because he saved us, and he sanctified us, and therefore we are enriched in him and being united with his son.
这一节圣经可以讲是保罗来论哥林多人的一个根基。
This is a starting point that Paul is talking to this church at Corinth.
神所有的丰富如何是让神的儿子耶稣基督可以取用的
All the richness of God He let his son Jesus Christ to have them
也是让我们可以来取用的
And we also can enjoy that richness
神的目的是托付给他儿子的
God's purpose is to give everything to his son.
也是托付你我这一些蒙召进入神儿子交通的人。
And he also gave it to us who were called into fellowship with his son.
这一句话就是一个根基，说出基督徒的生活和基督徒的侍奉。
This is a basis of Christian's life and Christian service.
我相信如果主开我们的眼睛，就是我们要被带到一个地方，看见我们活着并不是单单在地上尽一些本分。
The Lord would open our eyes so that we will see that our living is not just serving in this earth.
这几一个很简单的事就带我们要来到主的面前，每一个人都要来求主光照我们。
And this is a very simple thing, but every one of us would ask Lord so that His light would shine, so that we can see.
到底我们和主中间的关系，在取用他的丰富和成全他交付我们的责任上，我们是否没有能够进到那个应该进入的光景？
Have we fulfilled every responsibility, or have we enjoyed all the richness that is of Jesus Christ?
到底主所给我们的许许多多，我们是否让主来用？
Do we also let God use everything that He has blessed us with?
保罗对哥林多人讲，你们在一切的知识上，一切的口才上，都是富足。
Paul mentioned that the church at Corinth is rich in knowledge and rich in words.
但是很可惜的，哥林多人受制于他们的肉体。
But it's a pity that those people are being dominated by carnal things.
这些本该用来荣耀神的，
All these gifts should be used to the glory of God.
却成为他们中间纷争的原因。
But it became the cause of their divisions.
在你我今天生活中，会不会也有同样的危机？
Do we have the similar problem today?
我们也需要求主开我们的眼睛。
We ask God to open our eyes.
有多少神在基督耶稣里丰富的应许，我还没有能够那样的取用？
How many rich promises of God that I have not yet asked for?
我有没有面对神所量给我的许多的责任？
Have I faced all the responsibilities that God has measured to us?
我是否因为看见我的软弱而对这许多责任不敢积极的来往前？
Have I recognized my own weaknesses so that I am lacking in terms of my responsibilities?
没有知道神做忠心的人的力量。
Do you know that God is a backing force of those who are loyal to Him, faithful to Him?
这些都该是让我们一同在主里面的人诚实的回到主的面前来问自己的。
We should turn honestly to God and ask us these questions.
读哥林多书的时候，我们都会发现哥林多人中间是有难处。
We all recognize the problems among the Corinthian church.
他们中间最显著的一个难处就是中间有分门别类。
The most serious problem is the divisions among them.
如果一个地方的聚会能够享受弟兄和睦同居的赞美，
If a church can enjoy the unity of brothers and sisters in the Lord,
哦，那真是像诗篇里面所说的。
It is just like what the Psalm says.
他说 饱享生命之福。
We enjoy the blessing of the life to its fullest extent.
他说那个膏油是从元首流下来的。
Talk about the oil that flows from the head.
那真是甜美的。
How pleasant and how nice it is.
但是基督徒却往往尝到不和谐的痛苦。
But the Christians many times experience the problem of division.
保罗就对哥林多人讲，在你们中间有纷争。
And Paul said to the Christians, to the Corinthian church, that you have divisions.
而这些纷争乃是产生于他们宝贵言辞的智慧。
Those quarrels were from their own wisdom.
Wisdom of words.
Wisdom of the words.
或者是 wisdom of speech.
The wisdom of speech.
我们中文把它翻成智慧的言语。
Okay, the Chinese translation is the wisdom of speech.
有点倒过来了。人在一个文化的背景之下
，in a particular cultural background，
人非常喜欢一种智慧。
People seek wisdom，
而保罗却说了这样的话。
But Paul said this，
他说我到你们中间去传福音的时候
，He said when I went to you and spread the gospel，
他说我。并没有用高言大智对你们说。
I did not speak in high words.
在
wise words. In cleverness of speech.
对。
Okay. He did not come with cleverness of speech.
他说用这个。Wisdom of words 会叫基督的十字架落空。
Because the wisdom of the words that the cross of the Christ should be made void.
这是在十七节的里面的对比。
It is mentioned in verse 17.
我相信我们今天很难避免这个危机。
It is hard to avoid such a crisis situation.
十字架的大能在我们身上视为很少。
The power of cross has been made void in our lives.
我们非常容易用今世的 wisdom 来取代。
We substitute the power of cross with today's wisdom.
什么时候让十字架的道在神的教会的里面被传开。
Whenever the message of the gospel or of the cross being spread from the church,
就叫教会在基督耶稣里的建立。
Whenever the church is built in Jesus Christ,
而我们这些人能够在耶稣基督里。
And we can live in Christ Jesus.
就是因为主耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
It is because that he crucified for us.
保罗用很幽默的话来说。
Paul added his humorous touch here.
他说，基督的软，神的愚拙，总比人智慧。
In verse 5, Paul mentioned that 25, the foolishness of God is wiser than man.
因为在人看来十字架是愚拙的。
Because people consider the cross foolish.
在人看来主耶稣基督是因为软弱被钉在十字架上的。
And according to the eyes of man, that Jesus Christ was weak because he was crucified.
他说神的愚拙比人智慧，神的软弱。 比人强壮。
So Paul said the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
到了二十七节，他说：“神拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。”
And in verse 27, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
神拣选世上软弱的，叫强壮的羞愧。
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong.
神拣选世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，无有的，为要废掉有的。
And God chose the base things of the world and the despised, so that the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are.
这些话正好说出那个十字架的这一件事是如何和今世的那一个流行的观念思潮或者潮流正好是相对的。
And it simply shows the tremendous contrast between the message of the cross and what's being commonly known.
神使我们这些人在基督耶稣里。
And God called us to be in His Son Jesus Christ.
借着十字架除去我们这些原来属天然的。
Through the cross, and we were able to rid what were our own carnal self.
才能使基督成为我们里面的富有。
So that Jesus Christ can become the richness that is in us.
所以第三十节里面的后一半讲，神使他成为我们的智慧。
And in verse 30, he mentioned that, that Jesus Christ became wisdom from God to us.
前面说到希腊人要智慧的，希腊人要智慧的。
He mentioned that the Greek wants wisdom.
而犹太人是要神迹的。
And the Jews wants miracles.
只是代表不同的思想的形态。
Talks about different concepts.
一种宗教的观念，总以为看得见的许多的 sign 神迹。
The Jews ask for religious signs.
什么东西都是看得见的。
Everything must be seen.
仿佛能够感觉到的。
Must be felt.
是在一些 formality 上。
And it is on the formalities.
而保罗讲，这一位神的儿子，他要成为你我信心生活里面的实际。
But Paul said this son, Jesus Christ, will become the sign in our faith, life of faith.
啊，在你我身上不知道需要有多少十字架的工作。
And we need a lot of work of the cross in our lives.
好叫我们里
our sanctification
也成为我们的救主
and our redemption.
他这个地方所说的几乎基督徒所有的都是神的儿子。
And what he is saying here, that everything that the Christian has are that of Jesus Christ.
我不能不承认，许多的时候，太宝贵今世的智慧。
I have to admit that many times I still treasure today's the wisdom of this world.
还需要十字架更深的工作。
And I need more work of the cross of Jesus.
乃是这一个十字架才使得你我和主耶稣中间的连结牢靠实际。
This cross is a bridge between us and God.
保罗曾经凭着他的热切追求律法的义。
Paul had sought eagerly righteousness through the law.
他说我追求律法的义就不以神为义。
He said, when I seek the righteousness of the law, I didn't consider God righteous.
用另外一个方法来讲，我们常常看重我们的义。
In other words, many times we notice our own righteousness.
标榜我们的义。
We feel very good about it.
我们不喜欢被认为我们是不义的。
We don't like to be considered being unrighteous.
我们没有看见神自己是义，又称信他的人为义。
And we didn't see that God is righteous and consider those who believe in Him righteous also.
神把基督这个义来赐给我们。
And God gives this righteousness of Jesus Christ to us.
这位在我们里面的，他的名字叫做义者。
And this one who lives in us is also called the righteous one.
只有凭里面宝贵里面这位义者的主来做生命的人，才逐渐的经历神是基督成为我们的公义。
It is only those people who had this righteous one in their hearts they can recognize that God has made us righteous through Jesus Christ.
圣洁也是一样。
Sanctification is just the same.
有许多的时候我们会觉得我比你圣洁。
Many times we feel we are holier than you.
外面也许我们会有相当的礼貌。
And we are polite on the outside.
但是心里面会觉得我比较圣洁。
In our hearts, we feel that we are better.
神乃是使我们在基督耶稣里面被圣别。
And God has sanctified us through Jesus Christ.
圣别特别是指属神的性质来讲。
Being sanctified mentions the nature of God.
这个神给我们的性质使我们和世界上的一切都有分别。
And this nature that God gives us makes us different from the rest of the world.
这个不同，这个 distinctiveness 乃是神的儿子。
This distinction is due to God's Son.
他使我们在世界的里面显出是属神的。
And He He causes us to be revealed in this world that we are of God.
当天使对玛利亚报好信息的时候，他说：“那要生的称为神的圣子 ，the Holy One。”
And when the angel appeared to Mary, he mentioned that what she was going to give birth to will be called God's righteous one, Holy One.
这一位在我们里面，使我们全人能够成圣。
And this holy person can have our whole body sanctified.
然后末了说到救恩的最高的成就乃是救赎。
And he mentioned that this grace, the utmost result is this redemption.
那就是我们的得荣。
And this is how we can be gloried in front of God.
我们有一天要和神的儿子一样荣耀。
And we will receive the same glory with Jesus Christ.
圣经里面说到他是要把我们带到荣耀里面去。
And he's going to take us into glory.
他要带领许许多多的儿子进荣耀里面去。
He's going to take many, many of his sons to glory.
第一章的结束在说，他说夸口的，当值得主夸口。
And the end of chapter 1, Paul said that let him who boasts both in the Lord.
自然保罗写这个话有一点背景。
Well, there's a reason that Paul wrote this.
他们有的人说我是属保罗的。
And there are many people boasting. Sometimes say I'm of Paul.
有的人说我是属亚波罗的。
And some said I'm of Apollos.
有的人说我是属基法的。
And some said I am of Cephas.
还有的人说我是属基督的。
And even some said I'm of Christ.
他们各有所重。
They all have something to boast about.
保罗说夸口的当值得主夸口。
So Paul said let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
什么时候让我们的肉体的性情在我们身上还能够居上风？
Whenever we feel good in our carnal self,
我们就会有这个情形。
And we feel like boasting.
我想 属于主的人在仇敌的跟前不能那样刚强的做见证。
And many Christians were unable to give a testimony in front of their enemies.
因为没有让主在我们身上显大。
Because we didn't let God be revealed in us.
感谢主，在第二章里面保罗就说，我在你们中间定了主意，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Paul mentioned in chapter 2, verse 2, saying that, For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
十字架之道是对付智慧的言语。
The message of the cross is meant to be used against the speech of wisdom.
感谢主，神是我们在基督耶稣里。
Thank God for calling us into His Son Jesus Christ.
我想今天晚上我就简单的把哥林多书信前书开始的一点点话做一个介绍。
So this is a brief introduction of the Book of Corinthians tonight.
主恩待我们。
The Lord bless us.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，这些按照你的旨意被召又在基督耶稣里面蒙圣别，主以自己的丰富来使我们在地上能够为主做见证，使我们能够这一些虽然一无所有的人，神却把那个荣耀的旨意如何托付给他的儿子我主耶稣基督，也托付给我们这一些在基督耶稣里首先有盼望的人。主，为着这一个，我们该如何的把感谢来归给主。哦，亲爱的主啊，你实在是借着你的仆人，借着当日在哥林多人中间所发生的难处，圣灵对他们说话，圣灵把救恩把医治带到他们的中间。主，把这些话在这一次聚会的里面让我们一同来寻求，让我们一同来思想，让一同来交通，我们就愿意，亲爱的主，你的灵把你的话不只解开在聚会中，也解开在我们每一个人的深处。主，让你的蒙救赎的人在这个地上经过的时候，不至于被泛滥的以智慧的言语，哦主，被潮流所淹没，让我们这一般人在各个他的十字架的拯救之下，好夸基督耶稣，成为我们天天树林的智慧，成为我们里面哦的义，并且这个义又能够活出来，成为我们与世界有分别的，不让世界的灵在我们身上。主啊，恩待我们，只有你才能够使我们和世界有分别。我们虽然在世界，却不属这个世界，虽然世界猖狂，但是主你却愿意我们胜过这个世界。感谢主，你应许我们那个荣耀的改变，有一天你把我们都带到荣耀里面。哦，亲爱的主，你恩待我们，当我们这些学习欢喜来服侍主的弟兄姊妹相聚在一起，一同来读这些话的时候，但愿主 你在我们里面亲自对